Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 2, we were taught that behavior that becomes holiness is sound doctrine. Let's continue with that subject today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
It will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible says.
So sound doctrine is to age men, be sober, be grave, be temperate, and in faith, in charity, and in patience. The aged women, likewise, that they be in behaviors becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Now, this is what doctrine is. This is Bible doctrine. This is behavior that becometh sound doctrine. And so, in this relationship of husband and wife here, as it's mentioned here, to love their husbands. 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 1 through 6 says this, likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands. Now, I know that goes against the world's culture today. It goes against a lot of the psychology, even religious psychology today. But you got to decide whether you want to be on the world's side or God's side. I mean, now what if any obey not the Lord? Okay? Now, likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may, didn't say they will, may, without the word, be won by the conversation, that is the matter of life, your attitude, your demeanor, your spirit, by the conversation of the wives. Okay? They may, without the word, be won. Be won. W-O-N, won, like winning. To the ways of Christ. Now you see why subjection is so important. It's holiness doctrine. In verse 2 of 1 Peter chapter 3, he says, while they behold your chaste conversation, coupled with fear, that is the fear of the Lord, whose adorning let it not be that of the outward adorning that tries to impress men, of the plaiting of the hair, and of the wearing of gold, or of putting on of apparel. That's where a lot of immodesty comes in. Or of putting on of apparel. Then he goes in verse 4, but let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit. Oh, the world gets tired of that, and they hate it when you say that. But then they're mad at God, because this is God saying it. Because he says it's in the sight of God, it is of great price. For after this manner, in the old time, the holy women also, who trusted in God, adorned themselves, being in subjection to their own husbands. Even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters ye are, as long as ye do well, and are not afraid with any amazement. Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor. Now, look at that, giving honor. Now, honor has a twofold meaning, really. Sometimes giving honor is to show a praise, to show a special uplifting, to lift her up, to show that you love this woman publicly, to show people that she is special to you. But it's also to pay. You know, honor, sometimes you see the word honor in the Bible, it's talking about paying. And you're paying her with love, an unashamed love. So giving honor to the wife as unto the weaker vessel and being heirs together of the light, that your prayers be not hindered. Do you realize now how important this is in verse 4, which says to teach young women to be sober, to love their husbands, be keepers at home, and all these things? You know why? Because without that, you may have a child one day, it's in a hospital, and a doctor walks out of the surgery and says, only a prayer will save that child's life. And because you're so angry with that husband, and vice versa, a husband not loving his wife, not honoring her, and so forth, it's your prayers that will be hindered, and that child will die because you had your own self ahead of God as well as your family. Now, that sounds hard, doesn't it? I hope it does, because it's right. Because it's right. I hope that you've got that. Now, again, wives, love your husbands as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. Now, we've kind of got right in here and really settled here on verse 4. And I want to go on to verse 5 in our next time here at the microphone. But before we go there, I just want to say this. Ladies and men, there's a couple things that we see going on here. First of all, age ladies. Some of you have experienced some of these things I've already talked about over these last several days. You've been through it. You've been through the grinder on it. And you know the cost was a heavy cost that at one time you thought would be great. Now take them under your arms, take those younger ladies and teach them so that they don't go through that. If you have little daughters at home, teach your daughters purity, holiness, righteousness, how to love their husbands. Demonstrate how you love your husband. Demonstrate how you're a keeper at home. Demonstrate how you're good, obedient to your own husband. Demonstrate in such a way that the word of God is not blasphemed. Love your children. So teach them what's right. Husbands, men, there are things going to be addressed to you. As a matter of fact, verse 6 said, young men likewise exhort one another, to exhort to be sober-minded. Again, these are commands. And you can't be a good Christian if you don't obey these commands. Now, Christian men, Christian women, I want to ask you the question. In these first 4 verses, and I haven't finished verse 4, how are you measuring up? How are you measuring up? We read in 1 Peter how that when that relationship is not right, it hinders your prayers. And it could hinder your prayer when you're praying for your spouse or for your child. And you don't have the power with God because of these attitudes, these sins, and these other things that may be in your life. Oh, my friend, get it right. And if you've got a spouse that comes to you and says, you know what, I did this with another lady. I did this with another man. as I said, it may have been full-fledged adulterous relationship. It might have been something such as a kiss and a hug and some petting and some things they did for a while. But you need to get it right. Get it right. Confess it. Ask for forgiveness. And even call the person. Let me tell you something about men. Observing this over the years, I've seen men in offices and other places brag about the women that work at the same office, the young women, how they got them to a motel, got them somewhere else, did something else with them. As if that is some special badge. Well, it's not. It's a shame. And young lady, if that's happened to you, now you're an older woman, I hope that you've contacted that person and tell them they need to be saved if they're not saved, and tell them how ashamed you are of that, and that the joy that you got or whatever you got from that is nothing worth the pleasure. It's not even the pleasure that you get now from your husband. You know, that would hurt their ego, but it also would turn them to see, oh, you weren't that great. You took advantage of a young lady, and now you've got this to face. And make sure you share with that person the plan of salvation. Tell them how to be saved. Whether you're a man or a woman, get those things right with God, and then if your husband or if your wife comes to you about something, forgive them. Get on your knees. Begin praying together. Do things together. Get back to the way it should be as a husband's wife, just as we've seen some of these things already here. Now, important thing is that you're truly saved. Do you know that if you die today, that heaven's your home? Can you say that with assuredness? You know that if you die today, that heaven's your home. If not, then friend, I want you to know that the Lord wants to save you. I've said some bad things about the sins that are here, pointing them out that could be in your life. Christ died for those sins. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21 says, He became sin for us. That means that all your sin, every sin you ever have or ever will commit, was placed on Jesus Christ that day on the cross. He said, well, I wasn't even alive yet. But God knows what you would do. He knew, He gave you free will, and He knew even before the foundation of the world what sin you would sin. And because of that, He sent His Son to bear that sin for you. He died for you because He loves you. Matter of fact, the Bible says that even though He loved you, in Hebrews chapter 12, says that Jesus despised the cross. He despised the shame. But He did it for the joy that was set before Him.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on His firm foundation.